The waters of Teiglin flowed on, but Kabed en Arras was no more. Kabed Nairamarth, the leap of dreadful doom, thereafter it was named by men, for no deer would ever leap there again, and all living things shunned it, and no man would walk upon its shore. Last of men to look down into its darkness was Brandir, son of Handir, and he turned away in horror, for his heart quailed. And though he hated now his life, he could not there take the death that he desired. Then his thought turned to Turin Turambar, and he cried, "Do I hate you, or do I pity you? But you are dead. I owe you no thanks, taker of all that I had or would have. But my people owe you a debt. It is fitting that from me they should learn it." And so he began to limp back to Nen-Gedith, avoiding the place of the dragon with a shudder. And as he climbed the steep path again, he came on a man that peered through the trees, and seeing him, drew back. But he had marked his face in a gleam of the sinking moon.
"Ha! Dorlas!" he cried. "What news can you tell? How came you off alive? And what of my kinsman?"
"I know not," answered Dorlas sullenly.
"Then that is strange," said Brandir.
"If you will know," said Dorlas, "the black sword would have us ford the races of Teiglin in the dark. Is it strange that I could not? I am a better man with an axe than some, but I am not goat-footed."
"So they went on without you to come at the dragon," said Brandir. "But how, when he passed over? At the least, you would stay near and would see what befell."
But Dorlas made no answer, and stared only at Brandir with hatred in his eyes. Then Brandir understood, perceiving suddenly that this man had deserted his companions, and, unmanned by shame, had then hidden in the woods.
"Shame on you, Dorlas," he said. "You are the begetter of our woes, egging on the black sword, bringing the dragon upon us, putting me to scorn, drawing Hunthor to his death, and then you flee to skulk in the woods."
And as he spoke, another thought entered his mind, and he said in great anger,
"Why did you not bring tidings? It was the least penance that you could do. Had you done so, the Lady Niniel would have had no need to seek them herself. She need never have seen the dragon. She might have lived. Dorlas, I hate you."
"Keep your hate," said Dorlas. "It is as feeble as all your counsels. But for me, the orcs would have come and hung you as a scarecrow in your garden. Take the name Skulker to yourself." And with that, being for his shame the readier to wrath, he aimed a blow at Brandir with his great fist, and so ended his life before the look of amazement left his eyes. For Brandir drew his sword and hewed him his death blow. Then for a moment he stood trembling, sickened by the blood, and casting down his sword, he turned and went on his way, bowed upon his crutch.